Heather, we mentioned ROS1 and entrectinib. Can you tell me where we are today with the management of ROS1 disease and where entrectinib looks like it's going to fit in?
Yeah, so with ROS1, we now have a plethora of agents, which is great, and on-label crizotinib, but crizotinib has problems with not having great CNS penetration, having toxicity issues, so it's not always what I'm starting with. We already talked about the utility of pemetrexed, so this is one of the mutations where that chemotherapeutic is particularly active, immune therapy not so much. And you also have a lot of the kind of dirtier TKIs, such as cabozantinib, with a lot of activity also. And so in my patients who have ROS1, some are currently on lorlatinib, where there's definitely activity there. I haven't started anyone yet on entrectinib, but I've talked about it with some of them, and I think that's going to be something I'll be looking at doing more. I don't currently have anybody on crizotinib, but certainly have. And I'm probably a bigger utilizer of cabozantinib than many, but I've definitely had some good activity there. So we do have a lot of different options for the ROS1 patients as we're kind of talking with them about best choices. But it is important to remember, even though some of the drugs that work are also ALK drugs, alectinib does not work in ROS1. And so that's an important point to emphasize.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special program on the use of biomarkers and targeted therapy in the management of non-small cell lung cancer.